P-44. New Care Grill and Bar and Grill, Birchwood, Colorado. With Phil Norris having failed to show up at his own bar all day for the first time anyone could remember, Henry McCarthy and Walter Byrd found themselves fielding some increasingly firm questions from the regulars over whether they knew what was going on. These men were of an era and mindset that precluded them from freely showing their emotions, but by nightfall, the lighthearted pretense had largely been dropped, and some were openly expressing their concerns that something might have happened. Questions sometimes came at Henry about where Dan was and what was really going on with all of that business, discussed by the regulars as if they were talking about halftime scores rather than issues of such gravity. But more focus was on Phil. Henry reflected that this was perhaps because he seemed so calm about Dan's well-being, which in turn was because he obviously knew where Dan was, despite the fact that none of them did. This consideration of how his calmness and ability to downplay things related to Dan had lessened the regulars' concerns on that issue told Henry it was wise to keep doing the same thing about Phil's absence, even though he sadly knew it was far more permanent. An air of calmness didn't come anything like so easily here. A moment of urgency came when one regular went so far as to suggest that someone should drive out to the old farmhouse to check on him. Henry, having received a quick text from Dan to state that he and the others were currently sheltering there in light of a tip-off that something was going to happen in Birchwood, very firmly shut this idea down. "Anyone who bothers Phil at home is getting themselves barred for life," he warned. "And hell, while I'm in charge, anyone who even mentions it again can call it a night. I mean, give the guy a break. Who wouldn't need a day off from you lot every now and again?" The flippancy of Henry's words took no small effort, as his good friend Mr. Byrd knew only too well, having been looped in on the warning from Dan due to his own home's proximity to the supposed target area. They had the desired effect, however, bringing howls of lighthearted derision and a few scrunched-up napkins Henry's way. It had been the most difficult day Henry could remember, with the need to stay away from Dan and the others while they dealt with so much going against his every instinct. Dealing with Phil's death was hard enough, but the absence of anything productive to do all day had made it worse. In a perverse way, the drama of knowing a potential intrusion of some kind might be set to occur in Birchwood took mental attention away from Henry's sorrow and directed it towards rage in a manner that wasn't terrible for his emotional well-being. Anger was easier for him to deal with, largely because it could be released at some point when those responsible for the actions that brought it about were eventually held to account. The anger over what might be about to happen also brought more of the same over Phil's death, with the sorrow of losing a friend increasingly now overtaken by the rage that came with focusing on the other side of it, that Phil hadn't been lost in some incidental sense. He had been murdered. With this way of viewing things now at the forefront of Henry McCarthy's mind, there was only rage.